ndote morena ndibone khosi ya mahosi
bone kanaka ndwe
bayafuru pete ya morena re retsina na bone
kabare
khale rendwe kana matsheloni rita kusala tsina na bone kha morena ra ri kabare ndwe khosi ya mahosi ngauri ni bone ba bote mo fanelwao
bone bo
ba mukona zwothe
wa
you are the sovereign king you are the king eternal mo fanelwa murena you are worthy Church of Jesus and tell him that he is worthy of all praises. Wofanelwa murena nga urendiwa uroshiwa na uhuliswa haona muthu na muthihi ane a tea uroshiwa ane a tea urendwa ndi vhone vha vhoṱhe murena Kavarende, khosi ya mahosi. Kavarende. Let your holy name be praised. Let your holy name be worshipped in all the earth. Let everything that has breath praise your holy name. You are worthy, our Father and our God. You are worthy. Wonderful Savior, you are worthy. are worthy of all praises. You are worthy of all honor and glory. Thank you, our Lord and Savior. We say increase. Increase, our Father and our God. You are beautiful beyond description. You are ever shining. You are ever shining. Your beauty cannot be compared with anything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We thank you for your precious blood that cleanses us. We thank you, Jesus, for rescuing us from the dominion of death. Thank you for opening a way for us to approach the Father. We are able now to stand and praise our Father and our God, for you have opened that way for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Let us say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Father, for accepting us in your holy kingdom. Thank you, Father, for cleansing us with the precious blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we dedicate ourselves, this service, all activities, to you in glory. Receive us. We dedicate the speaking, the interpretation, the listening, your word, to you in glory. Receive, Spirit of the living God. Move in our midst and help us to pay attention to the word of God. Move in our midst, Holy Spirit, and arrest all contrary spirits deployed here today by fire. Chains of fire, bind them. Give them no rest. Fire, fire, fire. In Jesus' name. What a wonderful day for us to find ourselves in His presence. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. You and I cannot find joy apart from the Lord. In His presence, there is life. Apart from Him, there is no life. Let us go to today's message. We are going to listen to the word of God this morning under the topic which says, Remember me, Lord. Remember me, Lord. We shall take two readings as our key scriptures. Our first reading is taken from Psalm 106. And we shall read verse 4.
Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them.
Our second reading is taken from the book of Galatians 6. And we read 9 and 10.
Galatians 6:9-10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
Let us pray and thank God for his word. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the reading of your word. Speak to us, Father. Help us to listen and get courage from your word, the sword of the Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Remember me, Lord. It's you and I speaking or praying. Asking the Lord to remember us. Not to say the Lord can forget. That is impossible. He who created our memories can never forget. Remember me, Lord. Last week, we spoke about the favor of the Lord in our lives. We spoke about the year of the Lord's favor, likening it to the 2023 declaration. And I want to believe we were all encouraged when we learned that our God loves us. His favor is always locating his children. We were truly encouraged. This morning, we are going to look at a prayer which those who lived before us prayed, and God's favor located them.
Mesong ya lekhono re tlilo lebella thapelo ya bao bao modimo a ile go abarata ba ile go ba irapela modimo a ba bona.
That prayer is called Remember Me, Lord.
Thapelo yo e bitsiwa gore nkgopole mrena.
And it is also our topic for today.
E bile ke ntlha ya taba ya rena ya lekhono.
Where we read the psalmist was praying, asking the Lord to show him his favor. He was praying, asking the Lord to remember him and show him his favor. When we go throughout the Bible, right from
Genesis,
we hear of different people being remembered by God. Some of the people who were remembered by God, they had to pray first and ask God to remember them. And that was then that the Lord gave them the desires of their hearts. But there is also another group which did not necessarily pray this kind of prayer. A prayer which says, Remember me, Lord. But still, the Lord remembered them and gave them the desires of their hearts. An important point we see from these two groups is that both of them had good deeds.
Those
whom God remembered them without them having to pray first.
I mean,
pray this kind of prayer.
And
those who prayed this kind of prayer, all of them, they had good deeds. I'm not saying they never made mistakes. They were human beings. They did make mistakes here and there. But what we see is that they had good deeds. And those good deeds spoke on their behalf before God. Your good deeds, my good deeds, can speak on our behalf before God. When you do good, you are not wasting your life. When I do good, I'm not wasting my life or my time. I know that one day my good deeds will stand before God and speak on my behalf. Even at a time which I'm not able to speak. For example, when I'm laying down in the hospital bed, being very sick, unable to speak, and say, Lord, remember me. That my good deeds will go before God. And say, have mercy on this one. Have mercy on this one, Lord. And when you come one day to visit me, I mean if I'm in the hospital, you will be surprised. Why this one now is like this? Not knowing that my good deeds, the past as well as the present spoke on my behalf. In this life, children of God, as Christians, we all strive to have good deeds. We all strive to put our faith into action. Just as the word counsels us to do. But at times, life's circumstances can discourage
us
and cause us to desire to stop. Especially when we see that we are going through the same things which those who do not have regard for the Lord are also going through.
And
some of us will say, what is the point of me living a holy life? Of me pleasing the Lord? Of me having good deeds? I am going through similar things which the people of the world are going through. In Psalm 73, Asaph spoke of his experience. Asaph was a worshipper of God. Then he looked around, I believe, and he saw that the wicked, they seem like prospering. That's what he wrote in that psalm. He looked around, I believe, and saw that it seems they have no struggles. It seems they are free from burdens. They are healthy. It looks like they are not plagued by human ills.
O ka re ga bana mahloko ao batho ba feta go ka gare ga gona ka pa malwetse.
Then he said,
Are
my feet almost slipped.
Maotu aka a ile a nyaka go ka thelela.
I nearly lost my foothold.
Ke le ka nyaka go lahlegelwa ke go yemagaka.
Meaning that he nearly moved out of the Christian faith.
Go ira gore go be go shetse ga nyane gore a tswe mo tumelong ya bo Kriste.
When he saw that those outside seem to be finding everything well.
Ge a bona gore ba le ba kwa ntle dilo tsa bona di bontsha di sepela ga botse.
But I don't believe it is true.
Go mme ga ke tumele gore ke nnete.
It is what his eyes told him to see.
Ke so mahlo a gago a mmuditseng gore a se bone.
Malachi 3:14-15 has a similar statement.
Malachi 3 demana ya 14 le 15 ina le taba yone ya go swana le e.
The Israelites said,
Ba Israel ba ile ba reng?
It is futile to serve God.
Gore ga go no swana go ka shumela modimo.
What do we gain?
Ana re putsa eng?
By following his commandments.
Ka go latella melao ya gago.
And going about life like mourners.
Re no sepela mo bophelong jwa le ka batho ba ba le go bohlokong.
Those outside seems they are prospering.
Ba bontsha ba atlega.
I don't believe that is true.
Ga ke tumele gore ke nnete.
I want to believe it's what their eyes told them to see.
Ke tumela gore ke so mahlo a bona a ba buditseng gore ba se bone.
This kind of thoughts can come to us as well.
Megopolo ya mokhuta o e katla le go rena.
And discourage us.
Ya re nyamisha.
This morning the word of God is going to encourage us. The word of God will encourage us to continue with our good deeds. Knowing that one of these days, our good deeds will speak to God on our behalf. When we continue to pray, our good deeds will stand before God. And say, Mercy God. Grant him what he has been praying for. But if we give up, like what is written in our second key scripture, we shall not harvest that blessing. Galatians 6 says, we must not get weary of doing good. For in the proper time, we shall reap a harvest. A harvest of blessings. And that is if we do not give up. That is how it is written. If only we do not give up in doing good, we shall reap a harvest. A harvest of blessings. Let us go to the book of Nehemiah. We want to see what good deeds did in the life of Nehemiah. Nehemiah 5.
Nehemiah chapter 5.
And let's read 19.
Verse 19. Remember me with favor, my God, for all I have done for these people.
Let's turn to chapter 13 of the same book, Nehemiah, and we read 14 and 22.
Nehemiah chapter 13. Verse 14. Remember me for this, my God, and do not blot out what I have so faithfully done for the house of my God and for its services.
Remember me, Lord, for what I have so faithfully done for the house of the Lord. Go to 22.
Verse 22. Then I commanded the Levites to purify themselves
and to go and guard the gates in order to keep the Sabbath day holy. Remember me for this also, my God, and show mercy to me according to your great love.
Remember me for this also, my God,
and
show mercy to
me. This
was Nehemiah praying.
Fa ibe ile Nehemiah arapela.
Asking God's favor to locate him.
A gopela gore modimo a ke a mogopole.
Asking God to remember him.
A gopela gore modimo a mogopole.
And direct his favor to him.
A montshe lerato la gagwe.
Nehemiah was one of the exiles who were carried to Babylon.
Nehemiah ube ibe ile bao ba ile go ba rumela botshupjeng jwa Babelo.
When he was in Babylon, he heard from one of the brothers who came from
Judah.
He heard that those who survived the exile and are back in Judah are in great distress. And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down. They were living like people without protection. The wall was broken down. The gates were bent. He then asked permission from the king of
Babylon
to travel back to Judah and rebuild the wall. When he got back to
Jerusalem,
things were not easy. He was met with strong opposition. Opposition from the enemy. The enemies of Judah, the neighboring people, who wanted to see only the downfall of Judah. Those who only want to see your downfall. When somebody comes to your life, trying to lift you up, whoever is trying to assist you will meet with strong opposition. Because you are enemy, the evil one, want to see you down all your life. That is exactly what happened to Judah. Nehemiah was going there to help them. Remember, he was living or serving the king in Babylon. Though in a foreign country, life was good for him. But his siblings, his nation, those who were back in Judah, things were not well with them. He went back. Began to build. He met with strong opposition. The builders, half of them, had to hold weapons throughout the building, while the other half was doing the actual work. Remember, we want to build something, and we have a time limit. We assess the work and saw that in order for us to finish within our specified period, we will need so many builders. Let's say 10. They are all supposed to build so that we can finish in 1 month. But here is the enemy threatening to attack at any time. Then Nehemiah divided the builders. Half had to hold weapons. The other half continue with building. It means that the wall was no longer going to be completed at a time He wanted to finish. And he did not ask for permission from the king to stay in Judah forever. His time was limited. He needed to go back. But there he was. He had to reduce the builders. Save old weapons. Like us here. We can say, you hold weapons in a way of saying, stay in prayer from morning to evening while we are doing the actual work. Whereas if all of us were doing the work together, we were going to finish very quickly. But the strong opposition, the threats they were receiving, made it difficult for them. Now, apart from the opposition from the outside, Nehemiah also faced challenges from within the Jewish people themselves. It's like here, we are thinking of doing something. Instead of devoting our time into that fully, our attention or my attention is divided. Because I must give attention to the work, to the building. And at the same time, I must give attention to the believers in the house. So you see that the work is too much now. That is what Nehemiah faced. Nehemiah saw that this was no small problem. Finishing was going to be impossible. He needed the intervention of God. Where we started to read, Nehemiah was praying, asking God to help him. In the previous verses preceding the ones that we read, Nehemiah spoke of the good things he did. He spoke of how he devoted himself to the building of the wall. He spoke of his good deeds, how good he treated the people of God. Then he reminded God what the good that he did. After that, he then asked God to remember him. To remember him with favor for what he had done. If I know I have done good, I can also say, Lord, remember me with favor for what I have done. And grant me the desires of my heart. But if along the way I stop doing good, because my eyes are telling me those outside of the Christian faith are better than me, where will I get the ground to stand before God and say, God, remember what I did? And grant me favor. The desire of my heart. Same with you. Nehemiah asked God to remember him and show him mercy. We all need the mercy of God. We all need the favor of God. And our good deeds will speak for us. Nehemiah's prayer was answered. The Bible says, In spite of the opposition and the threats he was receiving, from the neighboring people, the wall of Jerusalem was completed in
52
days. I want to believe he was able to meet the deadline. I don't know what his deadline was. But I want to believe that he had limited time. He was meant to go back to the king of Babylon. But his good deeds, the present and the past good deeds, made him to stand before God and ask God to remember him with mercy and favor and grant him the desire of his heart. Nehemiah's desire was to complete that wall. Nehemiah's desire was to see his people living in a good way. He was not doing it for himself. But that was his desire. That in itself is enough for it to speak to God on his behalf. I mean, if I, my heart's desire is to see your well-being, your well-being has nothing to do with me. But I am desiring to see your well-being. Isn't that enough to speak on my behalf before God? I do care about your well-being. What I mean is that your well-being is not going to improve my life in any way. But if God sees that this one loves my people, she's not even asking something for herself and for her family. She's asking for my own people, his people. Isn't that enough for God to grant me what I want for my own life as well? This is the year of revival. Almost all of us want to be revived in different areas of our lives. May our good deeds, the present and the past, speak on our behalf before God. In Jesus' name. May our good deeds, the past and the present, speak on our behalf before God. In Jesus' name. May he remember us with favor for all the good things we have done and grant us the desires of our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Children of God, I do not want to believe there is anyone amongst us who does not have good deeds. I don't believe that. That is why I'm praying to God, saying, Lord, remember our good deeds, both the past and the present, and grant us the desires of our hearts. In Jesus' name. Lord, Look at all of us. We have done good things before you. Look at all the good things we did. And show mercy to us and our families. Direct your favor to us and our families. Direct your favor to this church. And grant us the desires of our hearts. In the name of Jesus, receive children of God. Receive children of God. Receive in the name of Jesus. Your good deeds cannot just go in vain. What do you want, child of God? Continue with your good deeds. Continue to pray. I have often heard statements like, when children of God are going through difficulties, they will say, these days I can no longer even pray. These days I can no longer even read the Bible. This problem is too much for me. Don't allow the problem to be above you. And stop your good deeds of worshiping your God. And stop your good deeds of praying unto Him, worshiping Him, and reading His word. Even when things are not good, continue. One day, your good deeds will speak for you. Don't copy what Asaph nearly did. When his eyes told him different things, don't allow yourself to do that. One of these days, you must encourage yourself with that. And say, one of these days, my good deeds will speak on my behalf before God. And believe it. In the name of Jesus, it shall be so.